a pretty face. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today, a pretty face. How often do we look around and see pretty faces? Oh, we see pretty faces on women, on children, on men, on animals. We see pretty faces wherever we look. However, the most important thing for us to do is to look in the mirror and see a pretty face. Now, this is not vanity or being vain. This is looking in the mirror and seeing the divine us that stands right there before us. We look in the mirror and we look at our face and we say, whoops, there's a wrinkle here. Whoops, there's a glitz that's here. There's something there. Or, my goodness, you know, we're losing hair or growing hair where we shouldn't on our face. And we look at our eyes and we say, my goodness, they're bloodshot or they're clear or they're whatever. And we look at the shape of our nose and we say, oh, if it were only smaller or if it were bigger or if it were whatever. A pretty face is what we see every time we look in the mirror. We look in the mirror and we see the face of God. We see the face of divinity. We see the face that is beautiful and lovely. Now, dogs and cats don't have that problem. They look in the mirror and they see an animal. They don't see a face necessarily. They may see the eyes and they may look very carefully and bark at the animal, want to play with the animal, but they see a pretty face, just like we do. They don't think of themselves as not being number one. They don't think of themselves as not being in charge. They don't think of themselves as not being the boss. They know they are. Now, we know we are too. We know that we're the boss. We know that we're number one. We know that we're beautiful and fantastic and glorious. But get in the habit of looking in the mirror, and as you look in the mirror, see the most glorious face in the world. See the face of God that God, as you, has chosen to express on this planet. Now, I walk through the stores in the world, and as I walk through the stores, I am amused at the things I see. And I will see a woman who is working with the shop clerk, and the woman has a frown on her face. And I walk by, and I look at her, and I give her a great big million-dollar smile. And she looks at me with a startled face, and all of a sudden, she smiles back. Oh, what a glorious smile. And she turns to the clerk, and she's dealing with the clerk in a different manner. She's dealing with the clerk with a smile on her face. The clerk said, well, now, is there anything else we can do for you? You see, who we are shines out of that face. Who we are beams out of it. We may have a very bad complexion, but if we have a sparkle in our eyes and we have a lovely expression in our heart, it shines right through, and people don't even see the bad complexion, as we might call it. We may have a hard life. Life may be just difficult for us at the moment. But if we can be as God shining through, be the wisdom, the beauty, the magic of God shining through, our face will look glorious. And also, the things that we were facing, the problem that we were facing, will seem less onerous. It will be less difficult than it ever was before. And we will look at life and see life for the beauty and the harmony and the joy that it is. We'll look all around us and we'll see all the beautiful people there. Have you ever looked around at other people's faces? Other people have faces that have problems in them, that have trouble in them. But every time they look at me, they snicker. Every time people look at me, they feel good in their heart, because I feel good in my heart. And I don't see their frowns or their unhappiness. I don't see anyone else's difficulty at all, because I live in my happy heart. And my happy heart shines out through my face. And it doesn't matter what I look like. I can look like the least attractive man in the world, or the most handsome man in the world. It doesn't matter. What's in my heart is what matters. We know some movie stars who have glorious faces, and then they play some special role that brings out some given talent within them that doesn't shine through their face. And we say, my gosh, that person is brilliant. Marilyn Monroe had a very pretty face. She was a very pretty actress. And oftentimes in the movies, they would portray her as a very competent businesswoman. A businesswoman who didn't have the lots of brains in her head. She was right on top of everything. And she knew all about the things that were important to her. And she could not be fooled for 1 minute. Although her face was very beautiful and her face looked as though she could use her face to charm the world, she had a brain that was absolutely magnificent. Well, now, that brain was displayed in some of her movie characters, and she did them exceedingly well. And if the truth were known, and it is, she also was a personal, wonderful business person. She owned a number of businesses and conducted them with great grace and charm. She used her money that she earned and put it into businesses that she created, and they were very successful. Oh, she had her problem, it's true, but that's another story. We are looking at what the face of a person portrays. She may have had problems, but she didn't let it show through her face, through her outer world. And if she had just looked at the problem as a beautiful gift to release, once she had it, just release it, and go on with her life, she could have been living with us yet and enjoying all the beautiful things. You, too, do not need to die. You don't need to be ill. You don't need to be sick. You don't need to have problems. If you'll just look at life with the beauty of the face that you have, with the love and joy of the heart that you have. Yes, a pretty face is a wonderful thing, but it is, as they say, skin deep, or in the mind of the beholder. In the mind of the beholder. So let us, as we look at our face in the mirror, let us see a beautiful face. Let us see a face that is filled with magic, with charm, with beauty. Because whatever we see, that's what our world sees. Whatever we think about ourselves, that's what our world thinks about us. So let's get busy and have a pretty face every time we look in the mirror. And when we look in the mirror, say, "Hi, God, how are you doing today?" And perhaps not "how are you doing today," but "Hi, God, gee, you look great. God, today we're going to have a wonderful day. Yes, God, I love you. I love being me. I love the magic of my soul." And our guest who is with us for 3 months, Heinz Erdley, who is from New Zealand, he calls himself the Divine Entrepreneur, the man of divine magic, the man of divine thinking, divine thoughts, divine ideas going through his head and his face. And as he was visiting us for 3 months, doing his meditations and doing his treatment work, his face changed from a face that was filled with concern to a face that was filled with the natural magic of his being, of his divine entrepreneurship. He truly is a divine entrepreneur. Are we a divine entrepreneur? We can be. We can recognize each time we look in the mirror the beautiful face. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. La da 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 da. Wonderful songs, aren't they? Yes, the Joy Song books have songs about how beautiful we are. Let's think about that. Let's live it. Let's enjoy it. And let's know that that's who we are. We're not just a pretty face. We are a divinely pretty face. Have a wonderful day and do wonderful things, and know that I'm with you at all times because I love you. I love you. I love you.